Hello. Today we're looking at cards for October 6th and 7th, and they are the Knight of Wands reversed, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Two of Swords reversed, the green light. Some of us are certainly getting the all systems go energy of today's new moon in Libra, of which much ado is being made. The Wheel of Fortune is in the center today in the upright, and perhaps after being stuck for a while, we seem to have a window of opportunity we should be aware of. Luck is on our side in a very big way, and while this card can mean a windfall, a big win, an inheritance, a promotion, or marriage, this can be a personal win. The new moon is no moon at all. I don't know if we're allowed on the dark side of the moon, which apparently isn't really all that dark. The far side of the moon, to be specific. My horse is very noisy today. But I'm still not sure if we're allowed over there by who or what. No idea. Whatever. I digress. Like the blindfolded human on the Two of Swords. Jeez. Today in the upcoming position, we're in the dark. The Two of Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, represents the moon in Libra. In the upright, this is a card of inaction. I get a sidelined feeling when I see the hard stone bench this woman is sitting on, waiting it out, two swords crossed over her heart. It would be well worth it to see how the new moon affects your own astrological DNA. The better you know your own, as in your moon and rising or ascendant signs, the easier it is to retune to the ever-changing astrological atmosphere. The Astro Twins have posted a great guide as to understanding how this energy may affect your own sign, but there are several articles online on how this may affect you. In the upright, the blindfolded human is in denial or a state of stalemate. Turning a blind eye is also a tag for this tense card, and in the reverse, we can either tighten the blindfold or let it fall away altogether and see things, fellow humans, and ourselves as we really are. Or were. This is a very lucky development. In the past position is the out-of-control energy of the Knight of Wands, also in the reverse, which is not a good look for this usually cocky, confident, on-the-move Knight of Fire, Aries, Sagittarius, or Leo. Most of our solar system has been in retrograde for a while, from what I'm understanding, including jolly Jupiter, who rules the Wheel of Fortune. Knights are always on horseback, which means they're on their way. The Knight of Wands is always on the move, and this card often indicates a move. But in the reverse, this may be a forced move, an eviction. Or if you want to and you can't for some reason, whatever the reason, person, or situation represented by the Knight of Wands in the reverse, the wheel is certainly turning in our favor now. The Knight is, today, a good card to see in the past position if we must see it at all. This person or mood or behavior or self-conscious energy is behind us, and we're grateful. We may be being asked to double down on the blindfold and not let the actions or inactions of others affect our enjoyment of our own good fortune. We are in our prime, at our peak, and we need to enjoy life while it lasts, say the winners riding the wheel. The wheel is always turning. On the olden time cards, the huge sky hand of the tarot emerges from a bank of fat white clouds, as usual, and cranks the giant multicolored wheel as a king and queen enjoy the view from the top, as a pair of flailing legs in red tights is cast off into the void, having had his turn. And now it's yours.